You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host and friend, Deborah Learns. What's happening, Deborah?
Hey, happy Tuesday. What day is this? It's Tuesday. Woohoo!
So here's the thing. It might not be Tuesday when they hear it. It comes out on Sunday. So
let's start.
But it's all good. Nah, it's all good. Hey, look.
Hi.
Happy Tuesday to you, right? That's when we're recording this podcast. But but we got to do it ahead of time, right? So we can make sure we get it to you on time. So that's okay. So just really fast, I just want to mention what we're talking about today. We're talking about really three steps to help you change after failing over and over again. Three steps to help you change after failing over and over again. That subject matter is near and dear to my heart because there's many things that I struggled with in my life that I felt hopeless about, right? After some period of time, it's kind of like, man, I struggle with this ever since I was really young. So, you know, what's the sense in thinking it's ever going to change? But the reality is that even if you've been struggling with something your whole life, it absolutely can change. And we have some great stories, experiences and tips and tools and tricks that we'll share with you that I think will be able to help you really experience breakthrough in your life in whatever area that is. So really excited about that. But before we, you know, get into the content, you know, definitely wanted to share with you guys the top three for this week. And Deborah doesn't know, so she's kind of nervous about what is it going to be this time. But this week, I was thinking about my family and I, we were watching Sinbad the other night. And, you know, he's funny. He's hilarious. He famously, you know, doesn't use profanity or whatever, but it's just really, really great, clean comedy. And I think comedy is like a great choice when you're bringing family together. Because, you know, maybe people are different into different genres, but when you have the room laughing, you know, that I think that brings people together like nothing else. So, you know, in line with that, I was thinking of, you know, what are your top three comedians of all time? Top three comedians of all time.
Oh, my goodness. You have put me on the spot. I would have to say Sinbad is definitely one of them because I do appreciate that he does not use the language, if you will.
Okay.
Steve Harvey, of course. Absolutely.
Okay, Steve Harvey.
So I'd say Steve Harvey. And probably my number one is, what is his name? Ricky Smiley. I love Ricky Smiley.
Oh, Ricky Smiley. Oh, man.
He does the announcements and things like that.
Oh, so, yeah. He's hilarious. Yeah. Hey, have you heard the one where he, it was like a funeral, and he was talking about, "We miss Robert." You know which one I'm talking
about?
He's like, "We miss Robert." Oh, man, that is hilarious. I always remember that. But he's funny.
Now, I will say this, too, to represent for females. I love Melissa McCarthy. I think she is just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Every time she comes on, my wife knows she's one of my favorites. So every time she's coming on a trailer or something, my wife like taps me like, there she goes. That's your girl. But yeah, no, I love Melissa McCarthy. She's hilarious. What's the movie? We watch it over and over again.
There's Identity Theft.
Yeah, Identity Theft is one
of them, but I know which one you're talking about. With Jason Bateman, is that the one?
But I don't know his name, but I'm assuming that.
Got you.
But let me give my list real quick. My list, I gotta go with Richard Pryor. Number two, Martin Lawrence. He's, you know, I just laugh. I laugh to the point where I'm about to combust whenever I look at Martin, whether it's stand up or his show. And then Cat Williams.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be my top three. You know, I don't know, maybe Kevin Hart, he's done so much that he's just, you know how you listen to a song over and over again and you just get tired
right.
of it? I think I might have seen him too much. But yeah, I mean, he's funny. He's funny to me. But yeah, that would be my list.
That was a great question. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah, you know, I try to come through with a good top three, you know, discussions.
Yes, that was fun.
To let the people know, hey, look, we're not just laser focused on, you know, what we're able to produce, but we're also human and, you know, we like to laugh. So, okay. So let's hop into the content.
Okay. I'm ready.
Let's go. Yeah. So, yeah. So like I said earlier, we're talking about, three steps to help you change after failing over and over again. And when I thought about this discussion, one of the things that came to my mind was weight loss. This is something, a challenge I overcame last year. There was about 20 to 25 pounds I was looking to lose. And just a little backstory on that, when I got my first professional job at a university, at Bowie State University, we had a really robust meal plan. I was a resident director there and we had a really robust meal plan. And, you know, there was some food there that I rather enjoyed, some soul food. There is a historically black university. So I really enjoyed the food and I did it probably a lot too much. I was going to say a little bit too much, but it was a lot too much. And I put on about 25 pounds. And that was, I believe that was 2013. So it was about 5 years where I kind of, you know, I was in and out on trying to overcome that. And I just could never get over the hump. So I was talking to a lady in a vitamin shop. And she was just saying how, you know, hey, you're this, you know, I'm 31 now. But at the time, she was just like, yeah, between this age and 32, you know, it's kind of tough, you know, to really. And it was funny because when she said it, I like something in me said, you know, I knew she was trying to relate to the pain point that I was experiencing. But something in me said that what she said is not true. Like, if I decided right now to lose 20 or 25 or whatever amount of pounds, that I could, it was possible. But, you know, I just didn't have the information, the tools or whatever to do it at that time. And so fast forward to 2018 and I did it. You know, I overcame that hump and to the point where now it's a healthy lifestyle. Now it's just not about an event losing 20 to 25 pounds. It's about turning the corner completely as far as health and wellness is concerned. But Yeah. So the first thing, I was sitting down on my couch, and I just, you know, was just still frustrated with my weight. And the first thing that I had to do was decide it's possible. I had to decide it's possible because literally there's nothing I could have listened to. There's nothing that anything could have helped me with until I literally made that decision that it was possible. Not thinking, it's possible, but tell myself like, oh no, this is possible and I'm going to get it done. So that was the first step that I had to do. That was the most important thing. I had to decide it was possible. And, you know, as I'm thinking about this, I know you had shared with me, you know, you had you kind of overcame in that same area. And I just want to know from you, what was like your first step, if you will, in that process?
So my first step was I lost weight several times. I had a personal trainer, went to that and lost weight. And this time around in 2018, you know, I was part of Breathe University, which is a group that, you know, we're a part of. And I realized that I needed a coach. You know, I never thought, I thought only sports people need coaches. And so my first step was getting a health coach. And we talk about Rochelle T. Parks. And when I met with her, my first step.
The health motivator.
Yes, the health motivator. And she's amazing.
Right.
And in my beginning with her, I told her the only thing I want to do right now, because I want to do this from inside out. I want to make a change, a lifestyle change like you. And I said, right now, the first step and the only thing I want to focus on is being able to drink 4 16.9 ounce bottles of water a day. That's all I want to focus on for right now as a baby step to be consistent with that. So that's where I started.
Okay. Yeah, that's that's good. That's good. But you made that decision that now it was the time was now. You knew it was possible because you had done it before, but it was time for you to get busy.
It was time. And doing it in a different way, like you talked about lifestyle. Yep.
Yeah, and I like what you said as far as, you know, getting a coach, because that's really the next point to inform yourself through a proven source. Whatever it is, we're not just talking about weight loss, whatever this area of your life that you're like, whether it's your finances, it's your, you know, your business, your family, whatever it is, you're looking at, you're staring that issue in the face and you're thinking, is this, you know, is this it? Is it, am I just destined to fail, in this area? And you're not. And the reason why you're not is because you don't have to do it yourself, right? So inform yourself through a proven source. And that's what we both did, because one of the things that Rochelle had is she had results, right? She had results and she had people that she can point to that she helped get results. And so we both, I mean, you went through a more intense coaching with her, but, you know, I kind of tuned in to some of her, the Ask Rochelle T. Park show that she had. And, you know, just as being a part of the accountability group, I mean, she just drops gems all the time that I, you know, pick up and run with. But, yeah, she's a proven source that you could see the results. And so, literally, just listen to what she said, just wrote down questions that I had. Like, she came up with the show and she was thanking me for sending her these questions that I sent her for the show. But I was thanking her for for even opening that outlet to get my questions answered. And I came with my notepad ready to go. And literally, she gave me just things that I never heard before, that I was able to apply, and you know, I wasn't by myself. I could just do it from a person who had done it already and was able to show that they could do it with others. So that's a very valiant, you know, point that you mentioned, because I think people need to know that you don't have to do it yourself. As a matter of fact, more times than not, you can't do it yourself. So definitely get a coach. You know, that's another way of saying that same thing, you know. So
I appreciate what you said about when we looked at Rochelle, what spoke to us is she got results. That was right. Key. You know, we saw the results and thought, oh, you know, well, maybe we should try it. And I know her book for me meant a lot, because the title of her book is The Priority Has to Be You. And that began my journey to realize for me, the priority has to be me. And if I love myself, I've got to do this for myself. Plus, I want to be around, because for all of those that are listening, we got big things to do. We got things to do. Mm-hmm. And we need to be here and be our best selves to do whatever it is we're meant to do in this life.
Absolutely. This body that you have is your only vehicle that you have to make it through, you know, this life. So if you don't take care of it, what'd she say? Put that high octane, 93 octane, in your body. And if you give your body what it needs to thrive, it will.
Exactly. That's her. So, yep.
Right. That's something I never even thought of. Like the whole concept of like, I'm like, how do I get my stomach I need these abs. I used to have abs back in the day when I was playing sports in high school and stuff. And I'm like, man, what's going on with me? I got the dad bod going on. But, you know, literally through getting connected to this coach, you know, she opened my eyes up and all these people's eyes up to, you know, abs are made in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And it is so true.
I'm taking the whole wrong approach.
It is so true, because and I'm sure you've seen this. I know when I started just making those changes, you know, I saw my stomach go down. I was like, oh,
you started to see
abs are really in the kitchen.
Right. Yeah. And it was amazing because, yes, abs are made in the kitchen. And I was like trying to do crunches and sit-ups and all of that. And like that don't have nothing to do with it. So I realized, OK, let me follow her. She's got the results. So a question that I like to ask, too, is this. I like to ask if I were good in this area, or if I was a person who was thriving in this area, what would I do? Like, I first heard this concept through a TED Talk, a woman named Amy Cuddy. She talked about body language and how your body language, like how you can really fake it till you become it. And it's the first time I ever heard somebody put it this way, because people say fake it till you make it. Maybe it doesn't feel as authentic, but she talked about fake it till you become it. And she talked about how, you know, really you asking yourself the question, if you want to be a great math student, let's say that you're in a math class, what would the best math student do? Like, where would they sit? How would they take notes? Who would they be in a group with? You know, you just start asking all of these questions. And I want to give you this question as the listeners to implement, which is, what would a person who is successful in this area that I'm seeking to overcome, what would they do? Who would they be around? You know, what activities would they do on a daily basis? And here's the thing. Sometimes you might not get an answer that comes right to you. But that's why getting around the proven system, this proven system, we're talking about this person or these people who are getting results in a particular area, they give you the answers to that test. So you get to really do that. But yeah, just put yourself in a position. If there's an area that you're trying to overcome, ask yourself, what would a successful person do in this area? And you'd be surprised by the things you come up with to begin that process of transforming, you know, your life in that area.
Yeah, and I'll even let a little secret out here, because everybody okay. should know Robert is my productivity coach and is really coaching me as well. So again, not only did I have a health coach, but I also wanted to have a productivity coach to help me be my best me. And that's one of the things we looked at. I went out and researched, like, who are these people out here that are really doing the health and wellness thing, to see what is their story, what is their journey. So right. it is so well worth it. And in doing that exercise, it really gave me some inspiration, like, oh, okay. And also right. to help identify, is there a gap out there where maybe my purpose is? So just right, as an FYI. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you might be struggling with something you don't need to struggle with, because someone out there has the answer.
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's good. So the last thing is to get the step three is just to get the right tools. The good thing about coaches is they know about these different applications and different systems you can use to really automate your success and to be able to measure, you know, where you are and to grow your success in a particular area. So one of the things that I used, Evie, and I mentioned this on previous episodes, was my FitnessPal. That was an area where I knew, okay, you got 2,000 and something calories, you know, because it has you say, okay, here's where I'm at right now. Here's my current weight. Here's where this is my goal. Here's where I want to reach. And then they lay out a plan for you. Okay, if that's what you want to hit, here's the amount of calories you have to eat today. If you exercise, you put your exercise in and you see, you add those amount of calories to whatever, you know, is allotted. And, you know, I can't overeat.
Right.
these calories. And if I do, though, I know the next day that I did the previous day. So if I have that milkshake today, you know, chances are I probably shouldn't have that milkshake tomorrow, too.
Absolutely.
You know? So that tool, you know, helped out a lot. And I know one of the tools that we use, talking about, you know, in the productivity coaching, is the productivity tracker I made earlier this year. So, you know, that's available for clients. But that's one of those things where you get to see very clearly, hey, here's what, you know, I set out to do and here's where I am. And it tells you very clearly, you know, how you're doing. You get to check on that. So just developing a systematize, you know, those applications, those tools help you to systematize, you know, the work that you're doing. Are there any tools that you used in your process?
So for me, my FitnessPal is the one that I use the most. And I've really been digging in lately using it, because you can track your water, your exercise. And it's so interesting, because this last week, you know, I've stopped at Starbucks and I haven't had coffee, but I've had some of their frou-frou teas. And then I had a breakfast sandwich, you know, and I'm logging all this. And then it says, your saturated fat. I'm like, oh. And that's what I love. It helps you. And you can make what I love. You can make the adjustment. So let's just say I had made that breakfast.
Exactly.
Ooh, it was good. But now let's make the adjustment for lunch and for dinner. Or like you said, the next day, like if I went over my calories the next day. And I love exercise, because maybe I'm going to exercise for an hour just so I can splurge a little bit, you know.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And then she also mentioned, this is going back a little bit, but mentioned how, you know, when you, it's a little fitness tip for everyone listening, but when you do resistance, so lifting or, you know, pushing and pulling, you are actually like when you run, when you do cardio, because some people think, oh, I'm running, if I run for an hour on a treadmill, that's it. And you know, Rochelle said that you're like lighting a match when you run, you know, you do cardio, but when you do resistance, it's like a bonfire.
Yes.
I was like, oh.
Yes.
Okay. And that's why I'm talking to you.
Right.
And you're the coach. Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah, so I just had to share that. That was like a game changer. But the point is to get the right tools. And really, when you get with the right coach, the proven source, you'll get the tools from them. So you might not even know what tools you need, but they'll help you in that process.
And I would even venture to say even some of the tools are, for example, I have one gentleman that I follow. He actually posts every week meal prep, you know, on Instagram. Okay. So following people on Instagram, and even as simple as, and for those of you all that are a little bit younger, you'll probably laugh at this, but a recipe book, you know, like since I was one of her clients, sent me this recipe book that had some great recipes in it. So there are a plethora of tools, and I think it's a matter of choosing the right tool for you, because MyFitnessPal may not work for you. You may find another one that works better for you.
Right.
And then I think getting a rhythm with that tool, like, you know, right. It may just be tracking my water and my exercise until I can get a rhythm. And one of the recommendations the health motivator gave me, Rochelle, was you could put your meals in the day before. Like, go ahead and plan what you're going to eat and put it in the day before for the next day. And that way you really stay on track, because right. You really have a goal. You know, the goals you're following for those meals. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I'm going to implement that you just threw out there. I love that. Yeah. Okay. So here's the boss move of the week.
Now, should we recap? Or are you going to recap after the boss move?
You can
because
recap.
These were great. I mean, it was the acronym DIG, and number one was decide it's possible. That's most important. And then number two, inform yourself through approving sources. And number three, get the right tools. Thank you, Robert. Right. That's awesome. Dig.
Yeah. And I love it. Yeah. And if you need assistance with, you know, just your mindset, you know, what you are, you know, what you believe, you know, looking at the glass half empty versus half full, a great tool, a great resource is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, which is a book I read probably about 5 years ago, and it was just, it's powerful when the way it helps you think about just whatever you think you can. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. But it just colors that for you in a way where it's really clear to you. And then I think I also got that book, it was like 99 cents on Amazon as well.
Nice.
So.
And, you know, I think Les Brown also talks about, you know, talk about it is possible, because I've listened to him so much and just listened to him talk about it is possible. If you can just believe it is possible.
Right. You don't have to declare that you can do it. If you just decide it's possible, that's a good start to get you.
Yes.
Moving,
yes.
Until you can prove it to yourself that you can do it. So here is the boss move of the week. I want you to answer these questions. It's three questions. So answer this. So what area in your life, if you changed it, would have the greatest impact on everything else in your life? What is the first step you can take to change it? And then when will you take it? So I'm going to repeat those questions for you again. What area in your life, if you change it, would have the greatest impact on everything else in your life? What is the first step you can take to change it? When will you take it? It's that simple, y'all. Just making it simple for you, and just remember those principles as you make that decision. Dig, decide as possible, inform yourself through a proven system, and get the right tools. If this information is helping you, please do not neglect to leave a review and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts or any platform that you're listening on. Just helps for the podcast to be shown to more people. So thank you for all those who have left reviews so far. And yeah, just looking forward to that as well. So remember, it's not enough to dream. You have to do something about it. Have a productive week.
Bye, you all.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at @RobertPriceCO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.